This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is a pretty politically polarized country. Nothing new there, nothing shocking in what I just said. But what's becoming more clear with every twist and turn of our politics is that the economy is becoming more polarized, too, even down to how we feel about it. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
When Donald Trump was president, Republicans were pumped about the economy. Democrats, not so much. Their consumer confidence hovered about 40 points lower.
Then all of a sudden, we saw this dramatic change with the election.
Economist John Lear tracks consumer confidence at Morning Consult.
As it became increasingly clear that Joe Biden won the presidency, confidence among Democrats skyrocketed while it fell among Republicans.
After the Democrats' Senate wins in Georgia, the storming of the Capitol, and the Biden-Harris inauguration, Democrats' confidence rose to about 30 points above Republicans. Part of the reason, says Lear, Americans have become more partisan.
There's a long history of politics influencing consumers' views of the economy. There's strong evidence that the impact of politics has actually increased over time.
I found evidence of this partisan divide among Americans who Marketplace and Edison Research have been polling for the past several years. Anna Cronin's from Phoenix. She's a Trump supporter, works for a homeowners association, and runs a small renovation company on the side.
Well, I am very, very uneasy about where we're headed.
Now that Democrats are in charge.
The level of debt that we're getting into is very concerning. We're headed to more restrictions, I think, financially. I am very concerned about raising the minimum wage because of the trickle-down effect that it's going to have on all of us.
And from the other side, here's Democrat Howard Kelly Jr. He works part-time as a PR consultant in Philadelphia.
I really think the future is bright. I mean, these last 4 years have been tough.
Kelly doesn't think his own economic prospects will necessarily improve immediately, but he thinks the overall economy will rise with new Democratic policies on COVID, job creation, and income inequality.
I just feel like everything has the potential to get better. As a consumer, you have more reasons to feel confident right now because the people that are in charge are going to be making the right moves.
The difference here is like Team Democrat all dancing in the end zone after winning the big election game, while Team GOP is bumming in the locker room after losing.
I think that there's definitely a psychological connection in political partisanship and sports partisanship.
Andrew Zimbalist is a sports economist at Smith College.
What can happen with sports, and it's mostly a very short-term and ephemeral phenomenon, is that optimism and energy can reverberate in a town after the team wins the Super Bowl or wins the World Series.
Zimbalist thinks political defeat or victory affects consumer confidence by altering Americans' expectations of how economic policy might change along party lines. So for Republicans 4 years ago and Democrats right now,
one begins to believe that there'll be good economic policies put in place. And that usually is going along with a greater willingness to invest in the future, spend money on short-term entertainment.
How ready consumers are to actually spend it up, though, is partly down to personal circumstances. Aaron Itteraldi voted for Trump in 2020, and he thinks the economy's in for rough going. With Democrats in control of Congress and the White House,
normally, I would definitely be drawn back as far as my expenditures and all that and be putting more into savings for, you know, like a rainy day.
But he works for an armaments factory in Kansas City, Missouri that's been going gangbusters.
With the industry that I'm in, making ammunition, all the overtime and double time that I could possibly ask for, money is not going to be an issue.
So while he's pessimistic about the country's prospects, his own economic future's looking good. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.